Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the house never felt haunted. There were no strange sounds, no unexplained events, and no reason to be afraid until the final night before they left.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is 855-853-4802. Our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. And press subscribe wherever you're listening to the program or watching us on YouTube or wherever it may be. We do appreciate that. Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Carol, you said it's really hot by you right now.
It's very hot. It's very, very hot.
It's
and
too
you know what?
Hot,
it's still, it is
hot,
still officially spring.
Hot, baby.
And it's like with the heat index, it's like 105.
We've been like in the 70s and 80s here. Today it's 59 degrees.
Jesus.
What?
59 degrees. It feels like fallout. I'm okay with it. Don't get me wrong, but yeah.
For your high, that's your not your overnight low?
No, that's our high today. We got a little cold spell
This
and some showers and stuff this week, so.
Well, you know what? The weather's not going to be great. When my niece from Spain texts me this morning and says, "Oh, I hear you're going to get some bad weather." And I'm like, "Oh, it's made it to you?" And so I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I haven't even really heard that. But then I looked and yeah, we could.
It looks like it's going to be storming here all the rest of the week. But yeah. Highs in the mid 80s or low to mid 80s, which is kind of low, it feels like, for this time of year, a little bit.
Yeah, but summer starts on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm it's comfortable. I like it. It's it hasn't been a super hot one yet so far, but you know. I had something I completely blanked in what I was going to say there, but, yeah.
Were you going to say something about your wedding is 2 weeks from Saturday?
No, but that is true. That is a fun fact.
I know. Cause I was looking at the calendar. I'm like, oh, crying out loud. It's almost here.
Yeah.
Carol, I went and bought my suit finally, over the weekend. And it was such a painstaking process that I found the suit. It took me like a half hour, 45 minutes to put this damn suit together. But I was so worn out by it that I didn't get the shirt that I need. I didn't find a tie and I still have to get a belt. So I have to make a second trip. But I could not deal with it any longer than I already had. So,
see, for a guy, can't you go rent? Like, if you go to, like, a tuxedo place, can you rent something decent?
I need a decent suit.
Okay.
Because, you know, if I die, they can bury me in the damn thing.
Just wear a t-shirt. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to get cremated.
I'm going to wear a Cub shirt.
I think it was something along those lines, too, what I was thinking of. you brought
about
me
the
back
suit?
There for a moment. I don't remember. Anyway.
Are you stressing about getting everything
Tony,
ready?
Do you have your suit? Do you have your
suit?
Okay,
yes,
good.
I do.
That's all done.
Yep.
I did find
done.
A dress, by the way. I have to go get it hemmed. It's a little too long.
Okay.
So I'm going to get that. So I found something to wear.
I'm. It's there's some alterations being done to the suit right now, and it actually should be ready about now. I should call over there and find out.
I have to be really careful on my diet between now and then. And I did that on purpose because a lot of times when I buy suit jackets, they're a little bit too big, right?
Yeah.
They're just, this one fits really well, but if I do, if I overdo it the next couple of weeks, I'm screwed. So
yeah,
I may have to use like a twist tie to keep the jacket closed if that happens.
What I was discovering while trying on different pant sizes and such, I think I've been wearing a size too small for too long just because you can get the pants closed doesn't mean that's the right size for you.
Just because you can get it closed doesn't mean you should get it closed.
Exactly. Like you should probably be a size after that for comfort and for looks. And I've been kind of more like in denial that I've gotten up to that size. So I'm trying to like, you know, scratch and claw my way back to a lower size. So
and it's like, I'll lose 10 pounds.
Yeah. And now when I put like my wallet in my pocket, it looks like there's a giant tumor growing out of the side of my leg, you know, cause it's like, Oh, this isn't how you're supposed to wear pants. Yeah.
I also noticed that I must be getting shorter now because I got a shorter, like 2 inches shorter than I normally would get.
Oh,
interesting.
So I must be at that age now because you do shrink. I must be shrinking now.
I noticed when I was flossing the other night that I felt like my upper teeth were not as tight as they always used to be a long time ago. I mean, and I've never lost any teeth. I've never, you know,
had a cavity even, right?
I never had a cavity. Yeah. But I've like, it's easier to get in here these days. And maybe that speaks more to the lack of flossing that I do and like the surprise that I have when I do. But I mean, I brush all the time. I don't do a lot of, you know, you're flossing. Like,
broccoli, I had that last week. Okay.
That's this is really, it's like a storage unit almost, you know? Yeah. Like, storage wars. Like, oh my God, it's a crown, you know?
You would really suck. You spent all this time in your life without any cavities, losing any teeth, no problems. And then all of a sudden they go bad on you now and you've got to get dentures.
That would suck.
Because you're a podcaster. And I've never met anybody with dentures who doesn't slur just a little bit.
And the whistle when you say your S's. You know, I went to
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Everybody, we're going to talk about the ghost stories.
Real Ghost Stories Online, Chris.
I went to the dentist and I was getting my teeth cleaned last time. And I do have a bridge. And so the girl is flossing my teeth and she gets to the bridge and she keeps trying to floss. And I'm like, can't she tell? Like, how good of dental hygienist is this?
That's right. We need the robots to take over. They do better than the people.
The third time I'm like, time out. And so she's like, yes. And I go, that's a bridge. Oh, okay. And I was like, certainly she can see that that's a bridge. Like, that's not a real tooth.
Or are you supposed to be flossing there for some reason?
You floss above it.
Okay. Oh.
With a bridge. She's trying to floss it like it's actual teeth. I'm like, there are no teeth there.
Okay. Yeah, I probably would have gotten out of the chair at that point. Just so you know.
It's kind of like if somebody at McDonald's going, like putting French fries on the burger. Like, this is a hamburger bun.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is not a French fry bun.
Oh. Oh, okay. I feel like
seems to me you would see the difference between a real tooth and a bridge.
I'm fine with the machines taking over on a lot of things because I think, honestly, that's our fucking savior because humanity is fucked. Every day I feel more like, oh, okay. I don't have to worry about, you know, a generation or two from now, these folks are going to be the ones like taking care of us when we're really old, and how dumb they're going to be. It'll be machines and they're probably going to be more competent. And I'm excited about that. Maybe that's horrible and sad, but I don't know. I seeing people's judgment and the human beings, where like they should have the advantage in a lot of ways, they don't.
Yeah.
Or they choose not to. And that's the scary. Like the other day at a customer service thing, it was my water heater went out. I talked to somebody else too. I had the same thing. I forgot who it was, but I think it was my friend Jamie. He had the same thing. You call customer service. It ended up being an AI rep, but you know what? And at first I hate that shit because in the past it's always horrible. And I'm like, oh, let me just try this. Explain to me what's going on. And normally you do that and like, it just fucks up. I explained it. It answered my questions in great detail, scheduled the appointment, said, this is urgent. I really would like to get an emergency visit out here. And okay, we'll do that. And I said, are you AI? He's like, I am, but I'm able to handle everything you're doing. Like, thank you. And it was like, holy shit. First customer service experience in years that got from point A to point B efficiently, answered the questions, no bullshit, and didn't just reek of incompetence. And I was thoroughly impressed. So, well,
and I think that we're so used to not ever being able to talk to a person anyway.
And when you do, they're incompetent.
If you use AI, it would help. Because like I tried to call the pharmacy for my mother and it just kept saying, what can we help you with? And I'm like, talk to the pharmacy.
Yep.
What about a prescription? What about? And I'm like, I need to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it took four. And eventually I just hit zero. I thought maybe that'll work. And it did.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I would the AI would be more helpful because it can actually help me figure out what I need.
And some of them are great. Some of them are archaic and it's everything in between right now. But every once in a while, like if all the experiences can be as efficient as that one was, I feel like I stepped into the future for a moment. It was like, oh, okay. If it can work this good, I'll take that any day.
Get rid of the humans altogether. Just get rid of us. Let the machines take over.
The thing is, it's like, okay, I mean, we've done it to ourselves to a certain extent of just like not giving a shit. And like, I'd rather talk to the AI that can handle the problem. For how many times have you had customer service these days where, and I feel like I'm 85, get off my porch. But it's
Todd's porch games.
It is Todd's porch games where you, it gets to be a little bit complex. I'm going to put you on hold, sir.
Yeah.
And they just hang up. They cut you off because they don't want to fucking deal with it. And never mind, you waited 30 minutes to get there to begin with, and now you got to start over. I see this all the fucking time where it's just disconnected. And it's like, are you fucking serious? The second you got to do a little bit of work and dig a little bit, it's like, don't want to deal with you. And I mean, give me the fucking computers any day. I don't know. I think maybe at the end of the day, it will make people have to be fucking competent again and to earn their keep in some of these jobs, because it's like, okay, if the computers can do it better, then that's your competition. Do better. Make it a reason why we should be using you. And, I don't see really much reason why, in recent years. If we're talking about competency of the way this would have worked 30, 40 years ago, you'd have an argument. But it's been shit ever since. Get off my porch, asshole children.
Todd's porch games.
So anyway, let's go to a ghost story. 855-853-4802. Hi.
Oh, well, keep on talking to me because I'm almost ready.
Get off my porch, you asshole children.
Hi, guys. my name is James. I had a very strange experience. This is the only paranormal experience I've ever had that I can recall. I live in Virginia, and in Virginia, there's a small little town called Lynchburg. Well, my mother was living there at the time, and my parents were divorced, and when I would go and see my mother, she actually had it was almost like a split foyer, except it was kind of like a duplex that had a finished basement as well. And somebody lived on the finished basement, and then somebody lived on the left. We lived on the right. And it was obviously an older house. I'm not quite sure of an age. I never really did any research into the house. Like I said, I was very, very young. I was probably 9, 10, 11. And it was very frightening. The one experience I have, my mother was about to move. Now, the whole time we had been there, I had never had any experience. Nothing. The whole time I lived there, I never saw anything. Nothing moved. Nothing. And while I was there, the night my mother was going to move the next day, we had started to pack some things up and get ready. And that night, I was just sleeping on the couch because we had packed up the beds and the mattresses. So I was sleeping on the couch, and so was my sister. My mother had two couches, a love seat and a regular couch. And I was sleeping on the regular couch. My sister was on the love seat. We're sleeping, and I woke up, and I looked up the stairs. The living room was down at the bottom, and the stairs were right beside the living room. You could look straight up. And I looked up, and I saw this black figure. I thought at first it was just me sleeping, but then I realized it really started to sink in once I started to wake up more, and I just felt fear. And it didn't look like it was looking at me. I couldn't make out any eyes. I could make out a silhouette. I could make out, it looked like just the shape of a head with a neck and shoulders, and it seemed to move down the stairs. I was freaked out. I was really scared. I couldn't even say anything because I was so frightened. I couldn't even scream. I couldn't yell for help, nothing. And I just saw this thing moving down the stairs. And then as it's moving down the stairs, it started to evaporate almost. Like it, from the bottom up, just started to disappear. And just, it was gone. I threw the covers over my head because, you know, I was 9, 10. I blacked out because the next thing I remember, it was morning. So I don't know what happened after that. I just know that the next thing I remember, it was morning. I never told anybody my experience, and for a while I thought I was dreaming. But as I thought about it more and more, I could still see that figure clear as day. I can see the house. I can see the stairs. I can see everything like it was just yesterday. And it was probably one of the scariest experiences I've ever had. Ever since then, nothing's ever bothered me. Ever since then, nothing's ever come near me. I'll admit I am a Christian. And, you know, I've never had any demonic forces bother me or influence me or anything like that. So I've always wondered what that was or what happened there. For a while, I thought it may have been a shadow person. But two of the descriptions that come with shadow people is either one that's wearing like a hood cloak type thing, or somebody that's wearing like a top hat or fedora or something like that. And this being, whatever it was, wasn't wearing either one of those. It looked like it, the bottom looked like it was wearing the cloak part, but I could see the head. It didn't look like it had the hood of the cloak on, and it didn't look like it was looking at me or any type of contact with me. It just looked like it was walking straight down the stairs and then disappeared. So I just wanted to share that with you, and hopefully you guys use this on the show, or, you know, or you can contact me, whatever you got to do.
And that's the way it ends.
That's how they think.
Cloaked figure. Why?
I think it's so interesting because it's their last night in the house, and he never picked up on anything there before. And the last night in the house, the most terrifying thing happened to him that he still remembers to this day. Can't describe it, or can't explain it, I should say. I don't know what it was. Some sort of apparition, obviously. That's some scary stuff. That's scary. It'd be scary at any age. He was just a kid.
Anytime anybody was wearing a cloak, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, no
cloaks,
shit.
Yeah, they're just, no matter where you're at, if you see someone in a cloak, I would just go the other way. You're wearing a cloak.
No cloaks allowed.
I want to know, where do you get a cloak? Because if I go to Kohl's, there's not a cloak department.
That's a great question. What's your cloak section?
Talk about custom. The 17-year-old working there.
I was just going to say, customer service. The hell's a cloak?
Hello, I'm looking for your best, your finest cloaks. What do you mean you don't have cloaks?
In my
Get
day,
your manager.
Every store had cloaks.
Go fetch your manager. Be a good boy and fetch.
Young man, I ask you.
Your finest cloak, sir.
And knowing Kohl's, there's probably like tons of racks of the discounted cloaks, you know, because they always have those discount racks. Yeah, all the cloaks are on the discount rack.
Go give me the machine to answer my questions, young human, since you have failed at this task.
That's what we should have worn to the freaking wedding.
Cloaks.
Cloaks.
We still cloaks have time to order a cloak.
Change the whole thing, Tony. Tell Lindsay we're going cloaks.
Are they into like Renfest or like, no, he just likes cloaks.
We're doing cloaks.
He's just wanted to go old school, like really old school cloaks. Yeah.
I went online to Bob's Discount Cloaks and got mine there.
I'm going to Google cloaks for
Cloak Warehouse.
Cloaks are us.
I'm bringing cloaks back.
You know? Oh my God, you can get this one at Temu for just $22.12.
Of course, Temu has a cloak.
Yeah, you wear it once though, and it bursts into flames. That's a problem.
It's just made out of fabric that was once originally part of the Kathy Lee Gifford line at Walmart in 1992. It's that fabric that you saw in 2020 that just goes.
Don't wear it in that hot heat that you've got there, Carol, because it would burst into flames.
And these are weird patterns.
There's something very Handmaid's Tale about wearing a cloak. It's like, hello, I'm your handmaid in my cloak.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Vintage Kathy Lee Gifford line from Walmart.
Do I have to go with navy for my cloak for the wedding? Can I get a red one so I can use it?
Get more use out of your cloak. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to another phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
This is Jackie from Wisconsin. The story that I wanted to tell you today is, I think, kind of connected with the story. So me and my friends had went out to a park at night, and, you know, we were sort of horsing around, and, you know, it was, you know, my girlfriend and her boyfriend and me and my boyfriend, and we'd kind of broken up, and not broken up, but, you know, went our separate ways out in this little park, and, you know, sitting there talking with my boyfriend, and, you know, all of a sudden he was fairly sensitive about things, and, you know, he started, you know, kind of feeling things like we gotta find them and, you know, kind of get out of here. And, you know, so we eventually found them. We got in the car. We left. He was acting really, really strange. And, you know, we drove back into town and stopped at the little local, you know, gas station hangout. And we were sort of talking. And, you know, I kind of vaguely remember all of this going on. But I felt like I was in a very, very strange place at that moment. And, you know, from what my friends, you know, have told me about it, that I was acting very odd. It was kind of weird. I remember little glimpses of what was going on, and I can tell you from my point of view that at some point my friends came out of the gas station and they looked at me, asked me what was going on, and I must have said something really strange to them. And they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I started laughing, I guess, just really maniacally. And, you know, they're like, you know, telling me that I was, you know, just to calm down, that, you know, we're going to attract the cops and, you know, we didn't want that. So somehow I had ended up like a couple doors down was a church. And I sort of remember my friends trying to wrestle me to the ground. Later on, my friend said that, you know, she trained horses, and she said that I was kicking like a, you know, like a colt would kick, you know, really, really forcefully, and I really wasn't that athletic. And, you know, I remember them, you know, telling, you know, saying stuff like, you know, get her on holy ground, she's going to be okay there. And I remember just sort of laughing, and then I like took off again, and one of the guys chased me down and had grabbed hold of me. And, you know, I, like I said, I really, you know, it's just little glimpses here and there, almost like it was a dream. But I remember looking at him, and he's yelling at me, and, you know, I could hear, you know, my friends' voices in the background yelling at me and stuff like that. But I really, I wasn't really focused at all. And I looked at him, and all of a sudden his facial features just literally started melting. Like he was like wax or something, and like he was like turning into something else. And I sort of remember screaming in the background, and you know, the next thing I knew, I was in the back seat of my car, and they were driving out of town, and they're like, "What the hell? You know, what the hell was going on with you, Jackie? What was going on?" And you know, eventually, I kind of came around to it, and I was telling them what I had saw. And they were like, "Oh man, that's really just fucked up, Jackie. What is going on?" And, you know, apparently I was just a completely different person at that time and really acting. I mean, you know, I seriously believe looking back on it at this point that I was possessed by something from that park. There was a lot of really bad things that people did out of at that park, you know, a lot of Satanism type rituals and stuff like that. So probably wasn't the best place to be hanging out at. But anyway, you know, I never really had any other attachment problems after that. And apparently the one guy that had grabbed me, he was fairly religious, and he started shouting, you know, religious quotes at me and things like that. And that's what brought me back. But after all that happened, you know, there was a lot of other little more minor things that went on that summer and kind of into the next couple of years. But, you know, nothing as terrifying as that, I guess. You know, I'm okay now. I am fairly in tune to the spirits around me. Definitely can feel, you know, emotions of the past, you know, like a lot of people that call in that listen to the show do. I'm so happy for this show and listening to everybody and feeling like we're, you know, all kind of part of a great big group. And anyway, I love you guys. Bye.
What the heck happened to her?
Oh, my God.
That's terrifying.
It is.
And the whole, like, she was kicking like a horse?
Yeah, she said like her friend trains horses or something, and she was like strong like that. And then I thought at the beginning she said like when they left that park area, her boyfriend was acting strange. And then she starts acting like that. I would be scared to death. I think, honestly, though, I would be afraid somebody drugged me or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd be thinking of having a mental break of some sort or yeah or something. Yeah.
I think that's what I would go to first. Because I wouldn't like the thought of something possessing me.
No.
Isn't it crazy you'd rather think somebody drugged you than...
Yeah, I'd rather be roofied than possessed.
I would.
For real.
There's a t-shirt you can sell at the county fair.
I'd rather be roofied than possessed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. I wouldn't want to do either, but if I had to pick.
Yeah.
I just find that terrifying.
I do. I do find it terrifying, too. You know,
and that, it sounds like it just kind of went away after a point. Like, you know, she didn't have to go to a priest, or it sounds like it kind of just left or something.
That would be horrifying.
I don't like it. She needs to say where that park was so none of us would go there.
Exactly.
Because was she from, I can't remember where she
Wisconsin.
Was from. Wisconsin. You might accidentally go there, Todd.
Oh my God.
You might go there thinking this is a great spot just to hang out, take the dog for a walk.
Have some beers, and then right? Yeah.
Have some beers, you know, scream at children. And
swipe from my picnic table.
And six hours later, I'm wandering Kohl's looking for cloaks.
Exactly.
Damn,
just another Tuesday.
I really want to find out which park she was at.
Yeah, you don't want to go there. Because at the very end, then she kind of threw out there some really dark things happened there. I'd like to know more about that.
More about the park.
Yeah, yeah, we need to know where it is so we don't go there. Somebody doesn't accidentally get possessed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
scary. Hate those accidental possessions.
Dang. You never know when it's going to happen.
Like, boom. Shit. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. That's going to wrap up this episode of the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching us right now. We'd greatly appreciate that. Like I said, please share your ghost stories. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break.
With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.